Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina.
The Vibe You're In.
Welcome everyone to our podcast. This is our first episode. We're super excited. I'm here with Michael Santana, my partner in crime and in podcasts and in life and all the good stuff. We're here talking about good stuff. We're excited. We're super excited about the opportunity to be able to come out and talk about things that inspire us, inspire others. Hopefully in the future, we're going to have some guests, and I know we will, and it's going to be very exciting. Michael.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about what you feel. Wait a minute. Before we say anything, we usually have a podcast, or at least we know we're going to have a podcast where we're going to have one drink.
Yes, sir.
And so today's drink is something called Redemption Rye. It's a straight rye whiskey. It's on ice.
It's on ice.
And it's really good. So hopefully it works out for us.
I believe it will. And thank you for the sponsors, Redemption Rye. No, I'm just kidding. But the rye came from my son-in-law. Thank you to my son-in-law.
Thank you.
I won't say any names.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Doesn't matter.
First of all, thank you for listening to us here at The Vibe You're In, where we talk about anything, that vibe that you're in. And we want to thank our sponsors, Froggies, Party Pad, and Play School, because for the location. And thank you to Silverio Insurance.
Thank you for
sponsoring this. And hooking us up with our super producer and engineer, Short Fuse, Mikey Santana.
So can you believe, Mike, this is December 30th?
December 30th.
2020.
We're just minutes away from this whole thing ending.
It's great. And it's amazing because you and I have been together this year, just, you know, focusing on good things and focusing on our future. And here we are entering to a new phase of 2021. New business ventures, which is interesting.
That is very interesting.
All in the same month, which was great. And, you know, to have the opportunity to do this on a mic, for me, it's great. And I know that, you know, once things go and the days go by and the episodes go by, we're going to be even greater. And so we love the support out there of the people that have really came to us and said, hey, you know what? You guys should definitely do a podcast. And, you know, you hear it.
For quite some time.
But with that said, you know, a few days ago, maybe about a week ago, we had a focus group and it was about the big idea. What's your big idea?
What was your big idea?
And so this is, you know, arguably an idea we had. It seems like we both had the idea at the same time.
Years ago.
And we didn't really talk about it. You know, it was on your end. You were thinking about it. I was thinking about it. But somehow, some way, I think it was one day during the pandemic where we were both hunkered down in our own houses.
We don't say that word on this show. That's a negative word.
Hunkered down?
No, the other one. I'm not going to
say it. Pandemic?
Yes, we don't.
I know.
We focus on health. And we would love everyone to focus on health because what you focus on expands.
I'm not going
to get deep on you.
That's just
the beginning. So I don't want to get crazy on you. But so we took our own advice.
That's right.
Big idea. So after all this time, we were sleeping on it and other people were popping up with podcasts. Not that we thought of podcasts. There's probably, I don't know how many right now. I don't know the statistics. I should have looked it up before I even said this. But there's tons and tons and millions of podcasts. But in our area, we were like, we should do a podcast. But we weren't doing it. What were we doing? We were freezing. We weren't accepting the idea, which is what the premise was the other day in the focus group, which we want to shout out to our hardcore focus group members that come week after week after week. I want to shout out some names, Mr. Sam Patel and 80 million, 8,000. Wait, we're getting the info.
We got some intel on how many podcasts are out there.
You know, we got hooked up. We got hooked up with the super producer engineer of all time. And he says that there's 850,000 active podcasts and over 30 million podcast episodes. Imagine that. And this is just our first one. So something like this would make you want to run and hide from your big idea. But this is where we say, no, you have to jump. You have to take that quantum leap and say, you know what? I have to meet my dream halfway, because that's the only way things come to fruition and manifest. You have to say, this is my dream. I'm going to sit down at Froggy's Party Pad and Play School, and I'm going to put up some equipment, and I'm just going to start talking. And the dream has met us halfway, and here we are, our first episode, one of many, with Will Molina, and we're just happy to be here. A long time ago, someone told me, Santana, you're just lucky to be here. And I've taken that as inspiration.
Absolutely.
Because I just feel that we're all lucky to be here. And and this is the only time that we have. It's a one-time shot, right, Will?
I agree. I mean, to be able to visualize these things, when you have a thought in your mind and you're like, you know what? It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. We've all been there, and we sometimes get to a situation where we're like, oh no, that's crazy talk in my mind. I shouldn't think about what I'm saying in my mind, but go with it. I mean, I've gone with a lot of things that I thought were crazy, and I think about it and I'm, you know what, this is something that I feel is necessary for me, or is something that's enlightening me. And I go ahead and go through it, and it could be the smallest thing. I think a lot of people really are scared to some degree, and don't be, the fear is the problem. If you really focus on the fear, that's the biggest issue, because you don't get to the point of clarity in your mind to say, I can do this. And so whatever that situation is in your mind, whatever that idea, it doesn't have to be an idea that changes the world. It could be an idea that changes you, or changes someone around you or your family members. Whatever your idea is, you say, you know, I'm going to run with it. Of course, you need to run with it internally first. You know, at times people go out there and tell their idea to someone else, and you don't know who you're telling it to. That person's like, you know what? I think that's a bad idea. And so guess what? If you've got any thought about the person telling you that, it kind of shuts it away. So you know what? Get that big idea in your mind and know it's out there. It's in your mind at the moment, right now. Go with it. Get it done. And have it come to fruition.
That's and well put. You know what it is? An idea, when you get inspired by an idea, inspiration, what does that mean? In spirit. That idea comes to you in spirit. Now it's inside you. So we're on this planet for expansion and fuller expression. So once that idea hits you and it's inside, it's trying to tell you, listen, I need to come out and be active, and you need to get out of your own way and let that idea do what it does. And what happens is that we get caught up in what's called the paradigm, which is the fear that you've instilled in yourself over the years by repetition, by saying over and over and over again that you can't. And what you have to do is get rid of the word can't and say you can. And then that, once you meet the idea halfway, the idea, and let it do what it does, magic starts to happen. For example, we're here doing this podcast. Not that it's a, this huge, big idea and big deal, but, it took a long time for us to say, hey, we need to take our own advice and let's get out here and let's do what we do, because we do a focus group. It's every week. And we were going to shout out our hardcore members.
Sure.
Can we?
Absolutely. Go
Evan
right
Silverio,
ahead. Yes.
Sam Patel.
Hardcore.
Eric Bernazzani.
Hardcore.
Linda Dennings.
Absolutely.
Donna Mahoney.
All these people.
Carla Bailey.
We can keep going up, down
the line.
I keep
going on and on and on, but I wanted to, those people come week after week after week. And we're grateful to them.
We appreciate you, because a lot of you, actually all of you, when we knew what we were going to do with this podcast, and we knew we had it set, the equipment was bought, we're still going through the kinks. When we said, this is what we're going to do, and we came out to the world and said it, we used social media to kind of expose ourselves to what we were manifesting. It was nothing but love. It was nothing but absolutely. Let me know when you're on. What day does it come on? And we're like, oh my God, look at this. We're like, that's great. It's interesting. After you're committed and you manifest it out there and it's out there and it comes back to you and you're like, wow, what power. I mean, we're no professionals as far as podcasting, and I don't think we'll ever be, but
yes,
really,
incrementally.
Incrementally. I mean, if I become Joe Rogan, that would be great.
I think you have a resemblance.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There's something about you.
Yeah. I can tell you, I've never practiced MMA, so I don't have those skills that he has.
Well, you don't have the MMA ears.
I don't have the MMA ears. I I don't have the MMA body. Maybe I have the MMA mind where I can see things, but
that's about it. It's all about mindset.
Yeah, it's all about mindset. You just think the mindset. So that's my big idea. I mean, I don't want to say it. I'm not supposed to say it, but, you know, am I going to become an MMA fighter now?
Hey, it's not the dog in the fight. It's the fight in the dog.
Oh,
right?
Thank you.
That's all that counts. I think you could do it.
Good.
But back to what you were saying.
Yes.
So the whole thing, what we're trying to say is that, first of all, here's a little disclaimer. This is not really our first podcast. I'm not going to lie to you guys. We were doing this.
Yes.
Since March, we were saying we were practicing. We were like, we can do this. And we ran through it, but it made us comfortable enough to be on the microphone. We took baby steps, and now we've taken the training wheels off, and here we are. And we just want to share... you know, the goodness of a focus group, you know what I mean? And the vibe you're in is about our focus group, but at the same time, it's really just about the vibe you're in. So right now, I think we're chilling. We're able to be ourselves. And we believe we've got something that's going to, again, with incrementally, we will become better and better and better, just like anything else, just like any craft that you have. I don't care what you are, realtor, lawyer, appraisal, whatever you do, incrementally, you get better because as you... become disciplined, which is a word we're going to use a lot here, you realize that you have to take and seize the day and don't waste any moment that you have, any minute that you have, because this isn't a rehearsal. I've said it before. This isn't a rehearsal. This is a one-time shot, and it's a one-time shot to be great, like Will Molina.
No, like Michael Santana.
I think you're great.
I throw it back at you. I've learned so much from Michael. The catalyst of the focus group, it's just the things that come out of our sessions, and what we've seen that has helped many others, particularly in our industry. A lot of the folks that listen to us when we get to meet in person, most of it was all Zoom during our moments, but it really has helped a lot of people. I've seen a lot of changes in many people that had it in them.
I think that's the best part.
They had it in them, and all it really was not even coercion, nothing. It's they just needed to kind of be in the moment and listening, and then that helped them say, yeah, that's me.
That is the best part.
Right.
You think that you're just talking just to talk, and then all of a sudden you get an email or a text or someone comes to you and says, hey, listen, I really love what you were talking about the other day. I felt like you were talking to me. And because of that, I've been able to do, you know, such and such a thing to elevate my life. And that's like the feeling of hearing that is not, because it's not about us. You know, it's about them. And then, for example, you know, I love to take pictures. I take pictures on Instagram.
Correct.
And I put quotes that, you know, correlate with the pictures. And I've gotten strangers from all over the world that have messaged me and says, I really enjoy looking for your posts. And to me, that's like, holy crap, I don't know these people from a hole in the wall. And yet I'm here silently thinking that I'm just taking a picture locally and putting some quote on it. But someone from around the world, it's like, it's elevating their life. Now, again, it's not about me, but it's something that I'm doing. Again, it goes back to the big idea. So if you have your big idea, share it, because that's what's happening. You're going to affect somebody that you have no clue that you've affected, you know, somewhere down the line. Does that sound right?
No, that's all. And I only think about what you just said in respect to the photos that you take. I mean, great photos, they capture a lot of beauty and a lot of essence of our world. I have a similar skill set with photos, but I take photos of my drinks in bars.
And I love them.
And so
it makes me want to drink.
Right, like, right. So that's one of the reasons possibly why I want to encourage others to have a really good cocktail. But I actually have been doing it and posting it, but also tagging the restaurant, and so they get exposure from
the
people out there that I know, or the hashtags that we use that really expose to other people, because I'm just trying to help out. I'm trying to, you know, in situations that we're in, people are they're suffering from their dream continuing.
That's right.
And so why not be in a situation where we could
Shout out to the point.
Shout out to the point. And I hope you that, know point that, in, the point in Newburyport. Shout out to you if you listen to this. I want you to come back.
Yeah,
I'm ready for a martini there. The stuffed olives are amazing.
Oh my God! Listen, I got to go there one night. My first night ever, I was there. It was during Christmas. We were there with our better halves, and I had this dirty martini which was the best like ever. And Will explained to me that they have this brine, right?
They have a brine specific. So a lot of these martinis that are made in places, I mean, a dirty martini is no rocket science. It really isn't. But if you've got good brine, and you have the right stuff, and you pour it the right way,
right.
It's just, it creates a different element in your drink.
Well, it was amazing. It was like the best one I've ever had. So then I'm there looking through the menu and I'm like, I'm ready for brunch on Sunday. And then I hear, oh, well, we'll be closed. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is my first time here. I tried, the food was delicious and they're closing. So it's great that you do the reviews that you do and, you know, hashtagging them. It adds value. And this is what we do. We're here on this planet to add value to one another. And that is the biggest business principle ever that people need to understand. We need to add value to one another. It's the only way it works.
That's correct.
As opposed to the competitive mind.
Yes.
Compete with yourself. If you compete correct. With yourself, no one can compete against you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Say it again.
If you're busy competing against yourself and not looking over your shoulder, no one can compete against you because you're getting better and better, incrementally better and better every single day. No one can keep up because they're busy trying to compete. So they're always looking over the shoulder and worried about what the other guy's doing. Meanwhile, the person that's just focused on themselves to get better and better and better gets incrementally better. 1%, just 1% better every single day makes you the master that you're trying to become.
Michael, is there anything that you would share in terms of, you know, now that we've talked about, you know, getting into the moment of understanding what your big idea is or the thing or a passion that you have that you want to come to fruition, is there things that you believe aside from reading and studying some of the words that others have put in our place for us to expand our mind, anything that you can comment on that helps someone or that helped you get to a position of where you are, you know, whether it's getting up early or meditating, is there anything that you would want to tell our audience as far as what works for you?
What I can tell you what works for me, and what works for me will not work for everyone. Everyone has a different approach to how they want to be disciplined, right? But if you can understand this, if you can get the earlier that you can get up in the day, those extra hours that you give yourself, you can use to master yourself.
In silence.
So, in silence. So I can tell you how I do it. And this is just me. Every day I get up 3:55 a.m. and I'm part of the 4 a.m. club. That means by 4 a.m. I am meditating. I sit in silence. I ask for guidance. I'm thankful for all my family. I go down the list name by name, and it's you guys, everyone in this room is in there. I'm thankful that everyone is just, you know, receiving everything that they need to receive in terms of being healthy, wealthy, in good hands, you know,
happy.
Protected, happy, you name it, you know. And I go down the list. And by the time I get to the end, I just feel the light coming through. So what that means is I feel clarity. So I do that for 30 minutes. Then after 30 minutes, I get up and I get my favorite, which is a cup of coffee. And we can talk about that forever because I love coffee. So I try all different types of coffee, and they have to be organic and fair trade. And we can go into that on
another
day.
That's another episode,
yeah,
on coffee.
Of why that is.
Because do I say coffee? Like a New Yorker, coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Because I feel like I'm
you're
losing my New York accent.
Because you're in New England, so you got to say coffee.
Well, how do you say Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
Okay, how do you say pizza?
Pizza.
Okay, so there's got to be a word that is different in New York than, and well, I don't say car.
Car?
Right, I say car.
Car.
Okay. That's taxi? Not, no, same thing.
No.
All right.
You don't have it yet.
I screwed you up. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
All right, good.
So I was in my morning routine. So I get my coffee. And then I sit down, drink my coffee, and I write out my my goals. Then after I write out my goals, I read. So what I do is I don't just read. I used to read. Years ago, I used to read books and just read through books and thinking, all right, I read that book. And people say, did you read that book? Yeah, I read that book. And I thought that was
enough. You can't remember shit about it.
It does, because it's like anything else. You can go to a motivational speaker, and as soon as you're out of there, 2 or 3 days later, that's worn off. And you're back to your old paradigms. You're back to your old fears and living the life that you used to live. Well, what it comes down to is studying. So you don't just read. You grab a chapter of something that resonates with you, and you study it. So you that means you read it every single day, so it jumps out at you. It becomes second nature to you to understand what you're actually reading. With all that getting, get understanding. That was something that woke me up. My mentor, Bob Proctor, when he ever said that to me, he woke me up. With all that getting, get understanding. And so I went and I started studying. So that's part of my morning routine. After I study, then I go into my crafts. So my thing is that I love being a creative director. And that's what I've chosen to be on this planet. That's why I can take pictures. That's why I can make videos, and I can add music to the videos, and I can do all these things that are creative, because I am a creative director. And mixed in there as a creative director, I can coach people, because that's being creative. You're creatively directing people in the right direction to wake them up to something that's inside them that they've never realized, because they think that this is life. This is not life. We have to shut ourselves off from all the crap that we've learned ever in our lives that became second nature to us in the opposite direction of success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. To piggyback on what you just said, a lot of people out there know what their calling is.
Absolutely.
And they could be, you know, just as an example, the folks that love to help others. And they may not have discipline to understand how they can help others. They have it in them. They've done it. They feel enlightened when they do that. But maybe they're like, wow, you know, this is something that is my passion, to help others, and whatever that may be. And they don't do it frequently. They do it once in a while. They don't take the time to do it. And I think it's important that if you want to do the things you want to do, whether it's studying a book and understanding it so that it enlightens you and it makes you a better person, you really got to take time. And so that really ties into the fact that we're all busy people. Once the light turns on, once the phone turns on, life is a whole different life. And so, yeah, of course, getting up early. I mean, how many people we know that we read or listen to, or they have interviews, that's all they say. I get up at 4. I get up at 3. I mean, Mark Wahlberg gets up at 3.
At 3.
And, I mean, that's great.
And 2 and 2:30.
And 2 and 2:30.
To go to church.
Yeah.
And then go to the gym.
And then go to the gym.
And then go film 1,000 movies, right, and take care of his thousands.
He looks like he goes
businesses.
To the gym. I can tell
he
you
does
that.
He still looks like Marky Mark.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hopefully he won't, you know, when I meet him, he doesn't.
Like, no. He'd be fine. He'd be fine with that. We got to see him at an interview. He was a guest speaker for a national conference for realtors.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And it's interesting, because the perception that you have of that individual is what you saw. You turn around and he's talking to this audience, and this guy is an entrepreneur, like beyond what you ever thought he was.
Right.
But when he came down to it, he said the core things that enlighten him, that the reason he does, or his why, is his family.
Right.
And the fact that he had a vision. He said, you know what? I have a vision to do these things. I'm successful in what I do. What do I do with my success? How do I either give back or make it better? The first thing he said is, I stopped going to sleep late. I started getting up early, because that gave him more time. And it's there's no rocket science to it. It works. We've seen it. We see it in us. We see what we've done.
And we have
when we have to admit that.
And you have to admit, when you're there in complete and total silence, because not even the garbage truck guy is out at 4 in the morning.
No.
You're in total silence, and you tap into the source that brought you to this planet. You tap into the source, and it's empowering, because now you're able to take advantage. And with those 4 extra hours that I have, I do more in those 4 hours than I do for the rest of the day. So my job is done by noontime.
Sure.
Not, but do I finish? Do I say no, it's done? No, I keep on. So that means I have extra time than the average person that says, you know, no, you know what, I'll get up at 7 or 8 or 9 or whatever time that they get up. But you have that extra time to be able to master your craft. That's what it's all about. Finding what your craft is, mastering it, sticking to that one thing, and just being better. Again, I'm going to say it incrementally, 1% better every single day, adds on and on and on and on. That's what how the masters do it. Does it make you better than anyone else? No.
No.
Absolutely not. But you're doing something that 95% of the planet is not doing.
Absolutely. It doesn't. It just makes things more clear that if you have an idea and you want it to come to fruition, having that moment in the morning to really clarify the steps you have to take to get to where you want to go really, really helps. That helps me. And this is something as of recent for me in a couple of years where I did get up later and, you know, of course I'd get up, I'd go to bed late and whatever, and didn't really think about why I can't do the things I wanted to do on a daily basis. And I found myself catching up. And I said, something's got to give. And I realized, you know what? What I have to do is get up early. You know, it's funny. I started getting up early without purpose because I said, you know what? Let me get up early and see what my mind thinks about. And then my mind would be racing. And then eventually I'm like, oh, you know what? These are the things that I can do to better myself and also give myself the ability to do or to work on the things that I want to see come to me. And right. So that really was...
So you stumbled into it.
I stumbled into it.
Bob Proctor calls that a conscious incompetent.
Okay.
So you were conscious on some level.
Right.
But incompetent in why you were doing
and
it.
And why I was doing it.
And then you slowly... And that's how everything works.
Sure.
You know, the teacher shows up once the student is ready. So bringing it back to the big idea. Our big idea was, first of all, the focus group. I think that was a big idea, and I think it was great to be able to start that and then have the people that showed up, like, right? Because it was just realtors. Then all of a sudden we had attorneys, and we had loan officers, and we had insurance people. And then we did the Zoom call, and it expanded on the Zoom because now... You know, it's just anybody can join.
Sure.
Now we're not limited to space. So, but we were able to see what we were talking about earlier, that if that movie, if you build it, they will come, whatever the heck it was.
Okay.
So we were able to create that atmosphere and thinking that we were just saying we're going to elevate our minds. We're going to, you know, delete our hard drives. By the way, because we found out, Dr. Bruce Lipton, shout out to him, that... Up until the age of 7, everything you've learned, right, lasts until you're forever.
Correct.
For the rest of your life. So you're programmed from newborn to 7, and that lasts. That's who you become. That's who you are. So all your paradigms, all your fears are put in there by your parents, by your peers, by your teachers, by everything that you're absorbing. The TV, because TV is nothing but negativity coming at you all the time, and radio and everything else is coming at you. You're programmed, and there you go. You are that person that's from the age of newborn to 7, that's who you become. So we decided we're going to delete our hard drives.
Correct.
And we're going to start putting in information that we want to better ourselves. First of all, you got to find what you're good at. You got to find out what you love. And that thing that you love, that's what you should be doing.
Go with it.
It's your big idea. Take your big idea.
And remember, your big idea doesn't have to change the world.
It will change the world.
It will.
You know why? Because Robin Williams says right
That's
here.
That's right. Say
he
that.
He says, no matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world. That's Robin Williams. And that dude, he was one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, it's a good
If not my favorite of all time.
That's a good quote.
He was nuts. But... We don't know who we're affecting. It could be one person, but that one person can go and change 100 people.
Correct.
And one of those people can change 1 million people. So we don't know what we're doing. It's ripple effect. So and it's the law of circulation. So I affect you affect me, and it just keeps going and going and going.
absolutely right. What I find that in some cases, some people have this perception that the big idea has to change the world.
Immediately.
And it's not the case.
You might not even see it.
Exactly. And so don't think that that's the cause of what you have to go for. Start small. Start within and let it out. And sometimes what you let out, you don't even understand how much that it affects others in a positive way.
Let me tell you, I recently read this book, The Surrender Experiment by Michael A. Singer. Amazing book, amazing story.
I'm listening it in my car.
He lived an amazing life, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
And he bumped into a guy when he came up here to Boston. The guy's from Florida. Michael A. Singer's from Florida. He was in Cambridge, as a matter of fact.
Correct.
Harvard Square. And he went into some shop. He was starving. He went down some alley. He found what he was looking for. And inside there, the person that was behind the counter that was going to charge him for the food or you know, he was going to ring him up.
Yep.
He says, "You're Michael A. Singer." And he says, he didn't recognize the guy. The guy said, "You gave me a ride, I don't know how many years ago." And he was back in the day when you can hitchhike.
Right.
Don't try that nowadays. He was hitchhiking. He got into the car and he looked down and out, and Michael A. Singer gave him positive words that by the time he got out of the car, he left, he still looked down and out. Years later, he said behind that counter, "Those words that you told me that day affected me so much, you saved my life."
Wow.
And here I am, years later, I don't know how you got here, and I don't know how we met here, but you saved my life, and I wanted to thank you. So these are the things that we're talking about. So it's like, you know, we do these things that we think, oh, you know, I'm going to take a picture, or I'm going to take a picture of this or that, or whatever it is that
small
we're doing.
Small scale becomes large scale.
You know, you are affecting the world.
Yeah.
Whether you know it or not, ripple effect, you're affecting the world, whether you know it or not.
So to sign off on this first episode,
excellent,
or first official episode.
I'm just glad we did it.
We're so thankful, everybody out there, the sponsors. Again, think about what your big idea is. Think about it. Hear these words, big idea. Just talk about it.
That thing that's knocking on your head all day and your heart and telling you, I want to do this. And all the things that you tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to that part. Listen to the part that says, I want to do this. Because once you grab on, sky's the limit, and that's where the magic starts.
Run with it.
That's the truth. So we want to thank you. Will Molina, I want to thank you.
Thank you for the Redemption Rye, for helping us through this journey.
No, thank you, Redemption Rye. Am I thanking the Redemption Rye?
I think we are. Well, a lot of it comes out of our mind, but yeah.
And we want to thank our engineer and super producer, Short Fuse.
Yep.
And our sponsors, Froggy's Party Pad and Silverio Insurance Agency. And we'll see you next time. Again, this is just, we consider this a pilot.
Yes.
This isn't like, you know, we're going to have our special guest coming in. We already have a list. And it's going to be awesome. And shout out to our focus group. And we're signing off, and we're over and
out.
Yes. I feel it inside.